The Babel of Radio Row. Brazilian artist Cildo Morales' monumental work, Babel, began with his first Canal Street purchase in 1990 of what would become hundreds of secondhand radios. The abundance
of shops selling and repairing used radios on Canal Street was the result of the displacement of Radio Row.
Radio Row had been a dense area of electronic shops clustered around Cortlandt Street in the Lower West Side of Manhattan, specializing in the resale of radio parts. Poet and photographer Peggy Barnett recalls, toasters,
TVs, irons, lamps,
anything electric.
You could wander for hours looking for that special tube or part that was missing.
In 1966, the construction of the World Trade Center displaced Radio Row and caused it to migrate north. Used electronic shops came to characterize Canal Street.
One of the last remnants of Radio Row, Argos Electronics, closed in 2017. Before then, artist Moko Fukuyama was able to document and honor the shop in her work,
You Never Know What Idea You Might Have, presented in a bootleg of the shop at Recess Art just up the street. Inviting friends and collaborators to stage interventions using the shop's lingering offerings, Moko stands in a long line of artists inspired by the surplus and junk of Canal Street.
After years of collecting used radios, Meirelles' Babel debuted in 2001 as a tower made entirely of radios, all tuned to different stations set at the minimum volume. The result is a cacophony of murmurs where, amidst a glut of information, nothing can be deciphered.
In Genesis, the construction of the Tower of Babel is the first great act of defiance which defines the ancient city of Babylon, a place of corruption and rebellion where the sins of its citizens bring about its own destruction. When the people begin building a tower to heaven, united in shared language and shared purpose, God perceives the structure as a hubristic fake that might threaten his supreme greatness.
An unholy counterfeit of the eternal heavenly city. It is because of the Tower of Babel that God curses humans with a confusion of tongues and scatters them across the earth.
On Canal Street, the experimental multilingual writing so common on Shenzhen or counterfeit goods often sold there echo the cacophony of Babel. And the bustling multilingual trade networks along the block are often perceived as a threat by corporate empires and property owners who galvanize the police to harass and disperse the vendors. They are all too aware that collaboration across language and culture is the most powerful thing of all. Together, we can build a tower to heaven. We already are.
Canal Street Research Association presents its third Canal Street playlist, Babel, Restaging, on Montez Press Radio. You will hear a selection of songs, poems, and pieces either inspired by, recorded on, or recorded with materials found on Canal Street.
Followed by our bootleg Babel, in homage to Cildo Morales' work. Bootleg Babel is played on used radios donated by neighbors and purchased at High Tech at 47 Canal. High Tech, the very last remaining Canal Street electronics shop. It is itself a kind of Radio Row installation by a gregarious proprietor named Frank. Stop by High Tech to get the latest neighborhood gossip and trade tricks of the electronics resale hustle. Thank you, Jacob Gorchev and Yuzo Sakuramoto,
for Canal Street mixtape suggestions and leads. Thank you, Arjun.
Ram Srivatsa, for editing.
Yo, there's a lot more scarier people in New York than Julie.
They're just talking.
They cool, they cool. Yo, let's get a bump out. You wanna come beat them?
Turned into a sewer and they covered it over with a street. Another edition of the live show. And have you seen this, the current issue of the New York Times Magazine? They have the cover story about this new artist, the expressionistic artist, that the artist that they have a lot of angst, a lot of frustration, a lot of guilt, a lot of anxious. And these artists are invading the art scene all over the world. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to show you how to paint the simple feelings and pleasures of everyday life. So let's go and start the show. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to paint a cute little girl praying before she goes to sleep. So the first thing we have to do, we have to have a stretcher covered with velvet. because velvet now is a very fashionable material. So we use a piece of chalk and we start drawing this little girl. First, we do the face. Actually, when we do the face, we have to do it a little bit out of proportion, because this we can stress the feeling. Probably at the beginning, you won't be able to see the chalk, but this is going to be a guideline for me to proceed with the actual painting. This is the body of the girl, and then you have this part for the shoe, and then you have the color here, and this is the hair all over. So we have the basic shape of this girl. Now comes the special part, that one of the secrets that very few artists can give to the student.
This is a glimpse of a video landscape of tomorrow, when you will be able to switch to any TV station on the earth, and TV guides will be as fat as the Manhattan telephone book.
Let me tell you how I feel about roaches. I'm not crazy about roaches. Of course I'm not crazy about roaches. But I don't hate roaches either. Just so long, that is, as they do what they're supposed to do. I mean, like, it really doesn't bother me much to find them scurrying around when I come home and turn the lights on. But when I come home and turn the lights on and they don't scurry around, that really pisses me off.
Last summer, I spent a couple of weeks in a Buddhist monastery. No one was allowed to talk, or to read, or to write. It was very quiet there. The first night, I heard an unearthly voice coming from somewhere on the other end of the monastery. Sometimes the voice was a piercing shriek. Other times, a soft crooning. It went on for hours, the same word over and over again. It sounded like, Juanita! 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 I couldn't imagine who Juanita might be, or why someone needed her so badly, or why she never answered such an obviously desperate call. Later, I learned that the word wasn't Juanita at all, but Anatta, the word for ego, the word for self. And this is a song for Juanita.
Now, one.
Now,
pair.
One.
Sun.
Now,
pair.
One.
Sun.
Now,
one. Now, one. Now, one.
No father.
Now,
no son.
One.
Pair. Son.
No. Juanita.
Ask me now.
What do you know?
Juanita.
How do you
ask
know?
Me now.
Juanita.
What do you know?
Now. Juanita. Ask me now,
what do you know?
Juanita.
Juanita. Anna.
Rasta.
Nada.
Rasta.
Anna.
Rasta.
Anna.
Rasta.
Atta.
Ask me now,
what do you know?
One. Now. One.
Pair.
Now.
One.
Son.
Now. One. Now one.
Now one.
No son.
Now Juanita.
Thank you. head. A pack. Wait. Catherine.
Marie-Jacqueline.
Sur nos lèvres.
Sur nos
lèvres. De l'une à l'autre. Et dans nos yeux. Entre nous, il y avait cette limpidité. Cette limpidité. Cette transparence.
Track, break. racing laps. Free your winter waste. It pays to make it stack. Face the fact. There's always niggas out there trying to knock the
awesome.
I guess that's why they say we trap. Don't let niggas hold you back. I'm just a kettle from the ghetto with no pot to piss in. So who am I to call it black? Black man, black male, black ball, black opsy, black diamonds glistening. Attract the pigs and all the rats. Kitten scratch. I went from roaches on my bunk to rib brooches on the cuff of my tux. Chauffeur pulling up. No ifs, ands, or buts about them. I went to Paris for my trunks. 100,000 spent the gold. Y'all used them once. Could give a shit. Damn a fuck about them. Hit Canal Street. Vintage gold medallion. Smoking blunts in front of public housing. Wild until they throw me in them cuffs. Mouth full of fronts. Look like Master P up in my Cartiers. Diamonds shining in the frames. Changed the game and made them say, ain't no limits to this shit. Life's a flick, just sticking to the script. My life is like a movie. They should film me through it. Take a pic, be sure to frame this shit. Forever me was always G. Way before this famous shit. Y'all just pretend to do it.
You say you got them guns, but I've never seen you bang. You say you got them guns, but I've never seen you slay. You say you in a game, but I've yet to see you play. You say you going up, but nobody feels the same. You say you got them guns, but I've never seen you bang. You say you got them guns, but I've never seen you slay. You say you in a game, but I've yet to see you play. You say you going up, but nobody feels the same.
Rap.
Thank you.
war. Night bomb, Trigon, to become an icon. I once was an icon, now I'm icon. Hey, motherfucker, that's my yawn. Let the pound on my brow, make a dog a pound. Come down, dogs are like a natural. With a bustle on the bow. Sweet kid with a brief grab up in his crown. Let the pound on my brow, make a dog a pound. Come down, dogs are like a natural. With a bustle on the bow. Sweet kid with a free crib, hustle his cows. Rip days, then canines, decay minds. Now wake my homies, gave me the chance. But I stay blind, I live me lots of love. So try for me to set. Promptly this, no, it's dust on Lennox. I lay on my desk. Without the stress, let's digress. When it's 17 summers, so surely you're my nest. Suck with your stoops and your honeycomb coral chest. Happiness down, top of the heights, but you don't have the rest. Rest, feeling trodden talents, as they tear to your flesh. And trodden all the neck to knee, your neck, blow a dress. Sent city, breathe, need mess, yeah, continue to be. Sent city, breathe, need mess, yeah, continue to be. In the town, my ground, me dog, I'm town, come down, the hustle like an animal. With a hustle on a pound, sweet care with a free crib, hustle is couch. In the town, my ground, me dog, I'm town, come down, the hustle like an animal.
Thank you. Decided there were too many of them coming in, so we created a law that stopped their naturalization into this country. At that time, there were about 7,000 Chinese living in the Chinatown area. Of those 7,000, only a few hundred of them were women. So the Chinese men needed a place to eat, and so restaurants cropped up to serve that community of men who didn't cook. The men who didn't cook created the Chinese cuisine that are a part of the culture, part of the heritage, and one of the reasons people come down here to shop. Canal Street has been famous for many, many years as a place you could go to buy your phony Louis Vuitton bag or your fake Rolex watch. The storefronts were used to display the counterfeit products. The products were assembled in the same basement rooms that hid the Chinese who were coming in illegally. Now, that's changed in the last years. A law was passed making the landlords of these buildings responsible for what their tenants do. So they don't want their tenants selling counterfeit goods and getting lawsuits every 2 weeks. If you walk down the street today, I don't think we're going to find many counterfeit items.